Shortcast Club.
Hello and welcome to our 20th episode. I'm Avi Kaufman, your host, and this is Short Lights, an anthology of the best of Shortcast Club. Today we're sharing some of our favorite shortcasts from the past few weeks. I hope you learn something or find inspiration from today's selection. We'll hear today from Dr. Ben Rain asking if hypnosis is real, from Marissa Moyer, a career coach with a hack to stop saying sorry, from Joe Bovino, an immigration attorney with an update on E2 visas, from Frank Bazalgette with a tip on learning languages, from Kayla Yuli, an e-commerce guru, on when to call it quits, and finally from Tama Keeves with some encouraging words. Starting off, is hypnosis real? Dr. Ben Rain, a PhD neuroscientist, presents the evidence in his shortcast, Make It Brain with Dr. Brain.
Big breath in, and sleep.
Is hypnosis real? We've all seen something like this and maybe thought, this is bogus, they're actors. But there's actually a lot of evidence showing that hypnosis is real and can have powerful effects. Like in this study, where they hypnotized people and then showed them a color image but told them to see in grayscale. And found that when they viewed a color image, they had reduced blood flow in a brain area involved in color perception. But in studies like that, and there are many more, hypnosis doesn't look like this. It looks like this. It's meant to be a form of therapy, where someone is guided into a focused, undistracted state where they become receptive to suggestions. Their thoughts and perceptions become flexible and can be altered, like in this study. So just imagine, if hypnosis can alter how the brain perceives color, it can also change how we perceive something like pain. And yes, hypnosis can be very powerful for reducing pain. Also things like managing anxiety and helping with sleep and insomnia. I mean, if it can do this on stage, then maybe it can do the same thing before bed. Some people are more hypnotizable than others, and generally, those falling asleep on stage are on the high end. My Stanford colleague, Dr. David Spiegel, found that these more hypnotizable people show lower activity in the dorsal anterior cingulate cortex, a brain area involved in attention, among many other things. This could mean that they can more easily disengage their attention from the outside world and focus internally. It's really sort of a shame, because this makes people think that hypnosis is this scary mind control thing, when it's supposed to be a useful tool that could help a lot of people. Thank you for your interest, and please follow for more neuroscience.
In this next episode, Marissa Moyer, a career coach, gives us a hack to stop saying sorry at work and what to say instead.
A lot of times at work when you can replace sorry with thank you. If you struggle with anxiousness and underconfidence at work, saying sorry can often be this knee-jerk reaction, but it unnecessarily undermines you. And I was just making a presentation for my group program, so I want to share with you three ways that you can say thank you instead of I'm sorry in work situations. The last one is personally my favorite. Number one, thank you for pointing that out. Number two, thank you for letting me know. And number three, thank you for taking the time to review my work closely and put real thought into it. Framing it this way basically kind of makes it a win for both of you instead of anything negative that needs to be agonized over. I know y'all like to do that.
Thank you, Marissa, for pointing this out. Next, a quick news update from Joseph Bovino, a U.S. immigration, business, and trademark attorney. In this episode, he shares that E2 visa approvals hit an all-time high in 2023. What countries are driving it?
Breaking news, the United States issued an all-time high number of E2 investor visas in the 2023 fiscal year, nearly 54,000, according to a new article by the Investment Migration Insider. That's a 20% increase over the preceding year. Significantly, Canada emerged as the largest source of E2 investor visa applicants in the Western Hemisphere. In South America, Colombian E2 visa approvals almost quadrupled, and Chileans saw a nearly six-fold rise. Other countries with a large number of E2 visa approvals last year include Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, Germany, and the United Kingdom. I'm Joseph Bovino, U.S. immigration and business attorney, serving clients worldwide. If you're interested in applying for an E2 visa and have at least $100,000 to invest in your own U.S. business, schedule a video consultation with me. Otherwise, let me know what you think in the comments below and follow for more.
Next, we hear from Frank Bazalgette, a born and raised Londoner who now lives in Argentina and teaches English. He shares some advice for learning a language.
The first piece of advice I always give to people when they tell me that they want to learn a new language or learn a language that they've never spoken before, or even if they want to improve what they already know, is listen to music. Literally, make a playlist of 5 or 10 songs from the country of the language you want to learn. So if it's Spanish, it can be Spain or Argentina, Colombia. If it's Portuguese, Brazil has amazing music. Every country, Turkish, Arabic, whatever it is. What's the benefit of this? Well, first of all, you're going to learn loads of new vocabulary, especially if you learn the lyrics on Spotify. You can follow along with the lyrics as they're being sung. You're just going to get accustomed to loads of vocabulary, the way it's pronounced, the way that the words are spoken together in a sentence, the pronunciation, and also you're going to get accustomed to the grammar structures. You're going to learn phrases and full sentences, not just individual words. And you can also obviously find the translations. And once you learn the lyrics to a song, you just can't forget it. It's ingrained in your mind. So this is why it's really, really, really effective. It's also fun. So that's a huge, hugely important thing when you're learning a language, is that you're enjoying it, that you're motivated. And something that people don't really think about, but when you learn the lyrics to a song, or you learn lyrics to very famous or classic songs from that country, it helps you so much connect culturally with that country. Music is such a huge part of culture. And if you go to a bar or a party or a cafe or a restaurant or whatever in the country that you're learning the language, and they play one of their classic songs and you know the words, people, trust me, I know from experience, people just respect you a lot more. They stop treating you like a stupid tourist who's just arrived and doesn't know anything. And it's much easier for you to make connections, to get involved, to get an authentic experience. And this helps you learn the language that you're learning even better. So start listening to the music of the country you're going to visit. Trust me, it's the best way to really easily, enjoyably kickstart learning a language.
Now, Kayla Yuli, the e-commerce guru, with some hard advice for when to call it quits. She's talking specifically about e-commerce, but this applies generally as well. You gotta know when to fold them.
So I failed a lot of businesses before I ever hit that sweet 6 figures a month. Stop trying to sell stuff people don't want to buy. If it's been a year and you're doing everything right and can't hit 6 figures, forget 5 or 6 figures a month. Let's just call it 6 figures. It's probably the product. People will disagree with me on this and say, no, it's the marketing. You got to talk to your target audience better. That is true to a degree, but that usually looks like being stuck at some point in sales, maybe $6,000, $10,000, or $20,000 a month. When you're flatlined, maybe you're at $500 in sales or $1,000 in sales a month. That's a product problem, because when people actually want something, a percentage of them will still buy, even if your marketing is terrible. But when they don't want it and you're trying to convince them through marketing and website and social media that they do, you're in for a lot of hard years. If you went too niche, too obscure, or picked a product that just not enough people want, you are going to suffer for a while until you've warmed up people to the point where they actually want it, or you go out of business from lack of sales. Meanwhile, someone who's selling stuff that people actually want today can do a lot wrong and work a lot less to get a sale.
Let's close with some encouragement from Tama Keeves in her shortcast, Rock Your Brilliance with Tama Keeves. She talks about the paradox of being happy and also wanting more, the drive of creative discontent.
You want more in life because you are more. There is more capacity in you and more dreams in you. And don't let anybody else tell you, well, you should be satisfied with that. Well, that's okay. You know what my mother used to say to me all the time, like, you're never happy. You're never happy. You're restless. You know, you can't be satisfied. And for years, I thought, my God, there's something wrong with me. But now I know that there's a term for this. It's called creative discontent. And it's the source and the energy and the stimulus to create what you naturally desire. That said, I also want you to be happy with your life. It's this paradox. I don't want you diminishing your life. I don't want you diminishing any moment of your life at all. This life right now is set up for your good. But there is more, because you are more. I want more because I am more, and it's coming. I want you to know that.
I hope you enjoyed this taste of some of our favorite recent shortcasts. By the way, I'd love to hear from you. Please drop me a line at avi@shortcast.club. Also, there are links for each of the creators you heard today in the show notes. We encourage you to find and follow them on Shortcast Club or wherever you listen to podcasts. Check out more great shows on Shortcast Club. Download the app from the iOS or Android App Store. Search for Shortcast Club. Thanks and happy listening.